It's Thursday, and we always like to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA. Today we're joined by Mayor Sue Moore. Sue, are you well?
Yeah, pretty well. It's middle of winter, and COVID's here again, and
As long as we're doing the right thing, we're wearing the mask, we're trying to keep it at bay as best we can.
If everyone tries to do the right thing, we can't go too far.
Very wise words. I'm going to put that on a poster somewhere. That's exactly right, Sue. All right, now tell us, there's a candidate workshop for the upcoming elections. There's one today and one tomorrow.
So today is from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. and yep. Friday is the morning session. So, yeah, if you wish to have a link, just email council@singleton.newsouthwales.gov.au or ring them on the phone number and you'll get sent a link. It is only a virtual information centre now due to COVID. So we've got, obviously, the elections will be on the 4th of September. So these will be information sessions. So they're run by a person that's come in, been brought in to run the session. So it's run by a person who was previously a mayor and a councillor, so they'll be able to help with all sorts of advice and information that any candidate or potential candidate might be interested to learn about or understand the role that they're putting up their hand for.
Sue, how long have you been on the council?
I got on council in 1999, so 22 or 23 years, I think, yes.
Another way would be described as you've been involved with the council across two centuries.
True. Thanks for that.
That's all right. You must have found it very rewarding to be involved for that long, of course.
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes you feel like the wheels move very slow with council and, you know, getting projects that you want to get off the ground happen, such as the bypass. But yep. It's very rewarding when you see them happen. It's also very, very rewarding just being able to help people with their concerns or understanding how a DA process works, that people will often don't know much about council until suddenly there's a DA happening right next door to them and they're suddenly hunting through the directory or whatever to find who their councillors are. So, yeah, now's the opportunity. If you've ever thought about running for council and planning for the long-term future of Singleton, then have a look and get involved.
All righty. Now, the Arts and Culture Centre, the upgrade is currently going on.
Yeah, this has been long awaited, as I just sort of talked about. Things often move very slowly in local government, but it is taking shape quite literally, and the walls are going up and steel framed roof. It's very much a work site down there. If anyone's driven past them or checked out the new playground and cycle area, they'd see that it looks like a work site. The physical business is taking shape. We're also working on behind the scenes what the first exhibitions in the new centre will look like and how they're going to be portrayed in the building. So we're working through that and also working with the Wanneroo local artist Debbie Becker, a series of paintings and Aboriginal stories that can be displayed over the last 200 years. There's some other Wallamai arts projects that will be incorporated there. There's lots of things that the staff have been working on through what will be able to be displayed.
It will be another wonderful council facility when it's done.
And as I said, the bike track's already up and running and I know it's been very popular. And there have been some questions on Facebook about putting a fence around that. We are going to do that. So it will be, it will require a grant program. So it will happen early next year, I understand, that it will happen.
All right. And lastly, talk to us about Plastic Free July.
Pretty much a growing awareness of the plastic pollution that's happening, you know, everywhere through our waterways, across our land. Plastic doesn't dissolve, so it just stays and causes horrible problems for the environment. So it's encouraging people to think about the use of plastic and limit the use of plastics wherever they can. This year we're asking the community to make a pledge on how they'll choose to refuse to use plastic by saying anything such as no straws or keep a cup along to purchase your coffee. Take your own takeaway coffee cup to avoid using plastic or plastic wraps or anything like that. Take a picture of yourself, post it to Facebook and you could go in the draw to win $250 plastic-free prize plaque, including Eco Home Starter Pack with reusable straws, produce bags, shampoos, conditioners, bars, all sorts of things that have used plastic-free containers. So that's absolutely great initiative. Obviously, you can find more information on our Facebook page.
Excellent work. Sue Moore from the Singleton Council, as always, thank you very much for joining us to keep us up to date with what's doing around the district.
No worries, Andrew. Thank you so much.